heard oral arguments in the Joe Biden mandates, vaccine and mask mandates case. And I'm just curious, A, if you saw much of the oral arguments, do you have a sense of which way the court is leaning?
You know, it's going to be an interesting case. I mean, obviously the liberal justices appeared to have their minds made up. Justice Sotomayor said 100,000 children are in the hospital with the coronavirus, which is just, you know, so far from the truth. It's embarrassing, really. There haven't even been 100,000 children hospitalized throughout the whole last 2 years with the coronavirus. So you have three votes to uphold the mandate. And then I think the question just becomes, you know, obviously, what do the conservatives do? I mean, you look at questions from Justice Gorsuch about, you know, is this the role of the federal government? Basically, isn't this just the administration finding an end around Congress? Because even if this was constitutional, shouldn't it come from Congress? And I certainly think that argument's going to carry some weight with the conservatives. And, you know, we'll just see what John Roberts does. We'll see what Kavanaugh and Barrett do. I tend to think it will not be upheld, but you know, those three justices haven't been as conservative as many people hoped.
The idea that this is just a workaround, Congress, does that make this what, a states' rights issue, that these decisions need to be made back in the states, or is there something else in play here?
It's not even a states' rights. It's a, you know, separation of powers. Basically, you know, we don't have a system where the executive branch just gets to do whatever they want. They should, you know, the laws they enforce should come from Congress. And you know, Congress obviously created OSHA, but you know, never envisioned giving them the ability to pass this sort of sweeping law that affects so many people. And so the argument is that, look, if this is constitutional, and I think there's a question about if it is or not, it's supposed to come from Congress and not the executive branch, because the executive branch isn't supposed to function like a king. You know, they're supposed to be just enforcing the laws that Congress has passed.
Do you get a sense of when we'll get a decision?
You know, I think it might actually be in a couple weeks. I certainly before the end of the month, I think we would have a decision, but it wouldn't surprise me if it didn't come out this week.
Oh, really? I mean, because normally they write positive briefs, and then the opposition gets to do the minority, and they write about it. You're saying they might forego that and just say, hey, it's unconstitutional. We favor NFIB and the plaintiffs.
Well, I think they'll still have, you know, opinions for and dissents against. I just think they're going to speed up the time frame. I think I read that the government said they would be willing, you know, saw no problem in delaying the mandate, the start of the mandate for a couple of weeks. So that's the kind of the time frame. I wouldn't expect this to go until June.
Wow. It's going to be interesting, I'll tell you that. Victor, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, my friend. And go Raider Nation. We're in the playoffs. Everybody excited. Thanks so much, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Silver and black. Silver and black all the way. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, we'll see how the NFIB thinks their attorney, Scott Keller, did in arguing before the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 12:31, let's check things out here. And looks like you're moving along on area freeways for the most part. No big restrictions or delays on the 15 U.S. 95 or on the Beltway North or South 215. However, we do have lane restrictions through the downtown area on Interstate 515, both directions, between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Only two lanes are available through that construction zone, so you might want to give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. That construction will continue through June. And overnight road work on the 15 both directions at Tropicana, the HOV lane needs repairs.
World famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals 38-30, spoiling Arizona's shot at the NFC West title. Russell Wilson with three touchdown passes. Rashad Penny ran for 190 yards and a touchdown. After a hot start, Arizona's 4-6. They've lost four of their last five. The Cards will open the playoffs in Los Angeles against the Rams in the wild card round. The Raiders beat the Chargers 35-32 in overtime. Daniel Carlson with a 47-yard field goal as time expired to win it. The win sends the Raiders to the playoffs for the first time since 2016, and they eliminated their AFC West rivals in the process. NBA, the Grizzlies beat the Lakers 127-119. Golden State 96-82 over Cleveland. The Blazers beat the Kings 103-88. The Clippers with a 106-93 win over the Hawks. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to have someone else say it. Because for some reason, when a random person talks about how great something is in a commercial, it's more believable.
I saved with a Progressive home and auto bundle.
And there you have it. I mean, I'm not sure why she's more believable than me, but either way, you get the point about the saving. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local for a Monday, January 10th. Karen Harnett joining us. She is Executive Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. You know that we talk a lot about NFIB because Randy Thompson is a friend. She is also the State Director for NFIB. And Karen, first of all, thanks for joining us. This comes on the heels of NFIB arguing with oral arguments and before the U.S. Supreme Court. Just on balance, how did you think you did?
I thought we did really very well. I thought our attorney made the case as to why OSHA has significantly overstepped its authority with this very broad mandate that would apply to 80 million workers nationwide, that they just don't have the authority to require everybody to get vaccinated or test weekly.
Karen, what is it that you want out of the U.S. Supreme Court? I mean, it's not money. It's not anything like that. What is it you actually want from the government?
Right. We want the rule stopped. We want the rule not to take effect. So today it is scheduled to take effect. Technically, I guess it is in effect. We are hoping the Supreme Court still rules before the end of the day, if not today, very, very quickly, that this rule is likely to not survive legal muster and therefore puts it in what's called a stay so that it doesn't have a chance for OSHA to enforce it. So that is what we are hoping for.
Scott Keller, I thought, did an amazing job just listening to the oral arguments. And again, that's the only part of this case that I've really seen. Talk about the lawyering. And I thought the lawyering on all sides was really good.
Right. No, and Scott is fantastic. He is our attorney, and he was very, very, knew very much how much this was impacting small business and businesses across the country, and did a great job on that argument. But he also knows the law well, and he's a very good legal advocate. He was Solicitor General for Texas for a number of years, and he's also clerk at the Supreme Court, so he knew how to hone his argument for the justices.
One of the arguments that's out there is that we need Congress to actually do something and make a law. What is it that you would accept? Is there a law you would accept relative to vaccine mandates?
Well, we are opposed to mandates, so we would be arguing against that, right? We would be lobbying against that. But the point is a good one, which is Congress, not unelected bureaucrats, should be making such major policy decisions. As even the Chief Justice said during oral arguments, look, when the OSHA's statute that gives it the authority that they're claiming they have to do this was enacted, we were closer to the Spanish flu than we were to COVID, and because it was back in the 50s. And he goes, surely if they thought that it was all right for OSHA to mandate vaccines, they would have said something like that. And there's nothing in the statute that even resembles anything that makes you think they contemplated that kind of authority for OSHA.
Joining us, Karen Harned, Executive Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. Let me just ask you, as far as the laws in our country, there are no laws on the books relative to mandates, are there? I mean, there are none.
No. And in fact, the only times vaccine mandates have been upheld have been through the states, because the states are, under our Constitution, charged with public health. So everybody keeps on saying, oh, but my kids have to get vaccinated for school. Correct, but that's a state mandate. That's not from OSHA. That's not from the federal government. That's why we think this is so beyond the pale.
Karen, what is your hope? Obviously, you'd like to get at least a stay. You'd like a decision. Do you think you will get a decision? And any indication from the questioning as to how the conservatives versus the liberals are going to be lining up on this thing?
Right. Well, it did appear, based on the questioning, that we are not going to get any of the liberals, that Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor are against us. And I was a little discouraged by that. I actually had gone in hoping that we might be able to pick up Breyer or Kagan, but after argument, I'm not very optimistic. I think on getting a stay, getting the rule stopped for now while courts just determine whether or not it's legal, I'd like to think we have 6 votes for that. I think my question is, where's the Chief Justice on the legality of the rule as a whole? At the end of the argument, he did give me hope. He has been very, very concerned about the explosion of the administrative state and bureaucrats acting, taking more and more authority on. So I'm hoping that he sees this as the same thing here. It needs to be stopped.
And so you expect a decision either today or in the next couple of days, and we'll have to wait and see if it's a stay or if it's a full-blown decision by the Supreme Court. What's your prediction? You think you're going to win this one?
I still feel very good that we are going to win on the law. I just think the law is on our side. I think OSHA went way too far in how it did this, and I think that's going to be a disservice for them.
And this is the question I probably should have asked at the very beginning of the interview. Why did NFIB get involved?
We heard from our members the second this mandate was announced that they did not like it. They feel like this is an infringement on their ability to do business. I heard one small business owner on TV yesterday say, I'm not the vaccine police. That's very much how our members feel. And they don't. Our research is showing that they're not mandating vaccines. They're trying to encourage people, but they're not mandating them at their business. And they're not asking. They don't want to be in the position of having to know their employees' health status.
Good point. Good point. Karen, thank you so much. Want to let you know, Randy Thompson does a bang-up job out here in Nevada. You can be very, very proud of her. She does a great job for your organization. And, you know, she's letting people know what's going on for small businesses. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Karen Harned, Executive Director of National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt and a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know it's the election season. We've just gotten past the starting line. And I tell you, if Daniel Carlson wants to run for mayor of this city or county commission or whatever, hey, this guy has my vote. As the Raiders move into the playoffs against the Cincinnati Bengals, this is going to be fascinating. But what a great atmosphere yesterday at Allegiant Stadium. Gentleman Jim Dallas with us alongside, and man, what a great way to win.
He could probably run for mayor of Pittsburgh too, because they were very the most bizarre scenario was set up when the Raiders and Chargers, they came in with their records. You have the Pittsburgh Steelers with a 9-7-1 record, and you would have, if they would have tied this game, both teams came in 9-7, so they all would have been 9-7-1, and because of the tiebreakers in the conference, then Pittsburgh would have been the odd team out. And they were literally, in overtime, after an hour and 10 minutes of football, they were only 2 seconds shy of tying this game, which would have been a very, very interesting, I think, explanation from the NFL if that would have happened. But thankfully,
wow,
it didn't. Carlson nailed his field goal.
Is this 2 straight weeks or 3 straight weeks where he did the walk-off thing?
Well, they've won 3 in a row to put themselves in this situation. I can't remember the exact finish of every game, but certainly when this sort of thing happens, you feel good and you're celebrating and you hope that maybe next time round you can just keep it going. But when these two teams get together, the Cincinnati Bengals, you know that that's my favorite team.
I know that.
I grew up in South Central Ohio and rooting for the Bengals, and it's been a long, long time since they've won a playoff game. 1990, to be exact.
You got to be kidding me.
1990 was the last time the Bengals won a playoff game. Now, they've been to the playoffs a lot of times. They made it 5 years in a row. And incredibly, somehow ended up losing all of those games between 2011 and 2015. Go figure. It just is what it is. But is there a phone buzzing in the background?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I heard something. In any event, when you take a look at these teams, the Raiders haven't won a playoff game since 2002. So both of these teams, and this is only the second time that the Raiders have made the playoffs since that 2002 season. They made it to the playoffs in 2016. They got beat. Now they're back again. So we'll see how they do. But both of these franchises are starving for a playoff win and keep those hopes alive. And hopefully maybe end up in L.A. or maybe Dallas, wherever they end up playing the Super Bowl.
Wow, would that be wild? And obviously an interim head coach, you can't fire an interim head coach. It gets you to the playoffs, can he?
It would be difficult. And, again, he took on the position as a an interim. So has he built up a resume that's worthy of keeping him on for another year or two or three? I think he has. I think you could argue that fact. Derek Carr has had another solid season. And I was talking to some Raiders friends of mine, and of course on NBC last night before the broadcast, they were talking about Justin Herbert and how big of a star he was, and they hardly mentioned Derek Carr.
Yeah.
It's the same thing all the time. These national people, they gravitate towards shiny objects, like Burrow has finally gotten the attention of the national people over the past couple of weeks. So whatever shiny, they gravitate towards it. But Derek Carr is solid, and it should be a pretty good game there in Cincinnati.
And by the way, how did that game open? Do you know?
I don't. I haven't checked yet. I assume it's going to be very, very close. Here, let me ask.
Oh, he's going to ask now on his smartphone. I just love this.
Siri, who is going to win the Raiders-Bengals game?
There you go. Okay.
Those in the know say that the Bengals will defeat the Raiders by 6 points.
Ah, there it is.
Whoa!
Bengals by six.
Okay. Did you have any money on yesterday's game?
I didn't. I bet on tonight's game. I just took my winnings from a week or so ago, and I said I'm all in on Georgia. And I don't know if we have time to talk about it now, but hopefully before the end of the show we can maybe get into that.
We will. More to come. Coming up, very excited, Dr. Robin Titus is not only an assemblywoman, she is also she's a medical doctor. She is running for the state Senate in District 17. We'll get a chance to talk to her and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets them apart from other hearing aids out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. In business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Call 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award 450,000